T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Sunshine in the city looks good. Still a little chilly out there, but it is going to get nice. How about Thanksgiving now? Looks like partly sunny, 55. We'll take it.
Hell yeah.
A lot of people traveling. We talked to AAA earlier, James Garrity, our buddy. This could be a record travel weekend. Starts for a lot of people tomorrow. But air travel has been problematic for a lot of people.
Well, Michelle sent me this email. And actually, it's hard to imagine that this happened, but it did. And I had to snag her this morning because this scares the daylights out of anyone traveling. Michelle, good morning.
Good morning.
This falls under the, I don't believe this. It's so bizarre, right?
Really? Yes, definitely.
Tell our listeners what happened to your luggage. This is insane.
So we were flying from home from Venice. This was in June 26th. And we were going through Toronto, got to Toronto. It was later in the evening. We were put in this huge room, and we were there for like a couple hours waiting for our bags to clear customs. Then they announced that U.S. Customs closed down, and basically you were on your own. So we decided to drive home, asked one of the agents what would happen to our luggage, and they said just call the next day, and it would be FedEx to us. So we rented a car, drove home. I tried to call the next day, couldn't get through, finally got through the following day. You know, they filed a report, and then we had three bags. There were three of us, and the following Tuesday, which was July 5th, in the morning, my bag showed up. So the doorbell rang, FedEx, early in the morning, my bag was there. So I had hopes that the other two would follow, and, well, they didn't. So I kept calling and emailing and, you know, really getting nowhere. You know, you call into the central baggage claim, you sit on hold for a couple hours, you finally get through. They just kind of, you know, read you their routine responses. So in the meantime, someone had told me that at Pittsburgh Airport, there was a room filled with hundreds of bags that were just sitting there. So I went there and talked to the agent that was handling it, and he just said he couldn't get to them, that he took all my information, and he'd take a look in the room, and if he found it, he'd give me a call. Didn't hear back from him. I actually went to Pittsburgh two more times after that, to Pittsburgh Airport.
Come on.
The second.
Come on.
I'm very tenacious.
I'm getting anxious just hearing this story.
Oh, there's more. It's insane, ma'am.
Yeah, so the second time I went, they were very helpful that time. You know, the guy that previous two times I talked to the same guy, he was basically like all alone, totally overworked, you know, working 15-hour days. Poor guy. I really felt bad for him. But the third time I went, they said all the bags had been cleared out. So, you know, okay, not our bags. The girl did finally look in the computer. No one had ever tried to do this for me before. And this really makes no sense, but it kind of gave me hope. And she said that our bags, the two missing bags, were last tagged in Toronto on July 10th. So I waited, you know, a little longer. I called some more times. You know, you just don't really get anywhere. And then I talked my son into driving back to Toronto in August.
What? What?
It's only 5 hours.
Oh, my God.
So we drove back up there, and the agents were great, were really nice. They said, you take a look around. And, I mean, we walked around the baggage claim. There were hundreds and hundreds of bags just all around the perimeter of the baggage claim up there. We didn't find ours. He even took us like back into the room where they ship them out, FedEx, no bags, you know, so just nothing. He's like, well, you know, after a while they go to Montreal.
What?
Like, well, we're not driving to Montreal.
Why not?
So, yeah, exactly. We were halfway there. So we drove back home. And in the meantime, it was just so coincidental. I was on the road all day, so I didn't look at my email. When I get home, I had an email, finally a response, from someone at Air Canada Baggage. And she said that our bags were with FedEx. And she doesn't know why they were delayed. And I'm like, oh, okay, there was FedEx. I said, well, can you give me a tracking number? So she did. I tracked it. They were actually sent out 2 days after we landed in June with FedEx.
Yeah.
And they had been sitting in Memphis.
What?
Yeah.
Memphis.
Customs delay, which made no sense because they should have cleared customs in Canada. Before I somehow, since you're talking now, you know, June to this is August, mid August, they've been sitting in Memphis. Before I really got a chance to do anything like call FedEx or anything, someone from FedEx calls me and he's like, I need an invoice to get these customs cleared. Fill out this invoice. So I filled out the invoice, which was clearly an invoice that Air Canada should have been filling out.
Yeah.
But I'm like, if these bags get to me, who cares, you know? Put my name on it, put my address on it. I said, he's like, okay, I've cleared them. We're emailing now. And I said, okay, can I have a tracking number? Gives me the tracking number. I look at the tracking. They're sending them back to Canada.
What?
Yes. So they sent the bags back to Canada. And I watched them until they arrive in Canada. They were delivered to Toronto's airport on September 21st.
That's insane.
I'm actually having an anxiety attack listening to this. So bottom line is you got them back when?
Yesterday.
Oh, my God.
Yesterday. Can I ask a personal question?
Yeah.
What was in the bags?
Were there any eggs or cheese in there?
You know, it was, so this was like a once-in-a-lifetime trip. You know, we went on a cruise, we flew to Venice, spent a day in Venice, took a cruise through the Mediterranean. You know, we had just bought souvenirs and things that just couldn't get back. I mean, it was, this luggage was actually my son and my boyfriend. And it was like, all, you know, I am going to generalize, but you know how men pack, like pretty much everything they own was in there. You
was
know?
There any Disney underwear in there?
Underwear, yeah, Disney underwear. No. But
hey, did they apologize? Did they apologize?
I mean, they, you know, the routine, you know, in the email apology, you know, we're sorry. But, you know, like to me, it's like if I can go on and look where these bags are, why couldn't you follow up and find out what the problem was in Memphis, you know?
Whew. God bless you.
So I finally emailed. And you know, my point was probably if I didn't have any of this information and they just didn't know where our bags were, I would have probably just given up, you know, maybe just filed a claim, get
the insurance
coverage.
Money.
Well, you're tenacious, Michelle.
I am very
and clearly now very happy in the end result.
Well, yes, except, you know, the bags are completely destroyed.
Did they reimburse you for it?
No. I had filed a claim, but this is how backed up they are. Oh, you know,
they're ridiculous.
When that claim comes through in 2026, call us back. Thanks, Michelle. Happy Thanksgiving.
Thanks to you. Thank you.
It's 822 News Radio KDKA. Larry Richard, Marty Griffin.
All right. I have an update on your underwear.
What happened?
So, turns out you were doing laundry, right? You do your own laundry.
Yesterday.
And the wife, Cindy.
I do it by choice, by the way.
She busted you with some nasty, gnarly, stained up, disgusting
T-shirt.
1950s underwear.
T-shirt.
Are you sure it was just T-shirt?
Yes.
Because I hear there were stains on other things.
Oh, that's That's not true.
Skid marks, as my father would say.
No.
Nicotine stains, as my dad would say.
No.
So she said, yes, my God, pit stains. Buy a pack of T-shirts at Target. She's venting right here. And she admits.
She admits?
That she took one for the team, as she puts it, and wore underwear at Disney.
Mickey Mouse.
Mickey Mouse.
Yeah, that is true.
I'm asking for pics, just for some evidence.
I don't think there were any.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to hear. And one of my boys sent a note. Did the Disney underwear include Minnie Mouse socks?
Socks on? Always.
This show has taken on kind of a weird off-the-rails hook today. I love it. I got to be honest. I think sometimes you got to take the edge off. You know what I mean?
I would agree. There's a great balance.
Right.
Especially in the morning.
Between lighting ourselves on fire and breaking news and laughing it up. I love it. And making a difference, quite frankly.
Well, and to that point, I'm excited about our Hometown Heroes event.
Oh, it's cool.
Teaming up. 10-year anniversary, December 13th, Rivers Casino, brought to you by our friends Goodrich and Geist.
Great guys.
Get the good guys. And keynote speaker is going to be Susan Copen.
Love her.
News anchor.
Love her.
Channel 11. But an incredible personal story of survival. And then what she did to help somebody blocks away from where she had her cardiac incident.
It's unbelievable how she saved this guy's life. Plus, she's funny as hell.
She's a talent, and she's got a story to tell, and I think it'll be inspirational. Bob and Marilee Tootie.
Hold on for a second. You know how many furnaces they've put in people's homes for free? More than 400. Larry, what's a furnace cost?
A lot.
$6,000 to $8,000.
Lifetime Achievement Awardees. Then we have five amazing stories of your neighbors. This is going to be a powerful night. We'd love for you to join us. You can get ticket information at kdkradio.com.
You'll have to come.
Brought to you by McGuire Memorial and Levin Furniture.
Do I have to come?
Actually, yes.
I just sit there and watch UMC. Is that the deal?
No, you're
Is that how this works?
I'd like to sit, watch you.
Oof. Well, that'd be funny, actually.
But I'll probably...
I'll tell you what. I'll MC if you let me do some announcing at the Steeler game. Come on, man.
That's not going to happen. See? But we'd love for you to be with us. That's December 13th on a Tuesday, Rivers Casino's event center upstairs.
It is going to be a blast. Can you imagine the look on their faces if I started walking in there with you and said I was going to do some announcing at the Steeler game?
There's security! 50-50 chance of security tasing you.
I'd be tased from our boy. From the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement Traffic Center.
AAA traffic powered by Bowser Chevrolet. Pittsburgh Chevy headquarters. Kath has an update.
And Larry, we do have crews just finishing up that accident.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Over on the Parkway North on that inbound side, it was on the right shoulder of the roadway right at the Union Avenue overpass. So we're still looking at delays from Camp Horn heading down through Bellevue, Westview. We also have an accident over on South Braddock Avenue at Greendale Avenue and one over in Edgewood. Actually, both of them are in Edgewood. The other one is at 300 block of Swissvale Avenue. Folks traveling on that inbound side of the Parkway East, traffic is slow for you from Wilkinsburg to the Squirrel Hill Tunnels. Our next AAA traffic on the fives at 8:35. I'm Kathy Berggren on 100.1 FM and AM 1020 KDKA.
Sunshine and 47 is going to feel a whole lot better this afternoon. And let me see. We got an update on the temperature. It's still right at the freezing mark.
What do you do when Raz is in here, man? You can't get the temperature.
Well, I always ask him, so we're congruous.
What do you do when he's not here? You put your finger out the window.
No, I got an app for that. It's 837 News Radio, KDKA. Do you follow the World Cup?
No.
At all soccer?
I don't like soccer at all.
Really?
Not on television.
Your daughter plays it.
Love watching her play. Love her. It's interesting how you should point this out. It's a phenomenon, especially with the girls in my house. And Chloe has had a wonderful time. But it has not translated, Larry, into television ratings at all in any way, shape, or form in America.
It's interesting because the sport has definitely grown in popularity at the youth level in particular.
Yeah. Everybody plays.
And the Riverhounds do very well here.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's not, but it's not a major sport here.
Oh,
no.
There's no way.
However, being in the World Cup is a big deal. And I, check this out. My son played American football in Germany for one season.
Professional.
And I was there.
Oh, nice.
And the day I got there that night, Germany won the World Cup.
Whoa.
And if you think
Whoa. We
celebrate here when a Super Bowl, the whole country was out of their minds with excitement. So in many other places, it's a very, very big deal. Now, U.S. is back in it, but they're in Qatar. And there's a controversy over the governing body's threat to punish a pro-LGBTQ gesture by several team captains.
The team captains knew wearing a themed armband on the field could lead to a fine, and they were prepared to pay it. But then FIFA announced players wearing the rainbow-colored One Love armbands would face on-field penalties, leaving them no choice but to back down.
For us, this is a really, really disappointing thing to see.
LGBTQ advocate Rob Saunderson, FIFA now accused of subservience to hosts Qatar, where homosexual acts are against the law. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
When in Rome, brother.
Interesting conundrum.
Well, add to that, and by the way, that's ridiculous. But those are their rules, brother. You know what? It hit the fan first, Larry. They banned beer sales.
Right.
Right? The drunks. Come on, man. Watch the damn game. Go home. You know what happens with alcohol? You know they have the hooligans, right? These are packs of mobs that follow these teams all over Europe. And beat the hell out of each other. You think football games here get rowdy. Ha! You think tailgates here are rowdy. Larry, people have died. A significant number of people have died at these games. There was a riot. What game was it, Larry? About a month ago where more than 100 people died. Died. So, you go to Qatar. Don't mess. I have a friend that worked over there. You better chill when it comes to dating. I'm just saying, you better know the game. You better not play like you're a player over there, because they'll throw you in prison.
And they have.
And they have, sir. Are women allowed to drive yet?
I don't know.
I don't think they are.
No. I mean, I don't agree with a lot of their laws.
But it's disgusting.
But when you're in their country,
you better play along.
How about this? Don't go there if you don't want to.
They'll throw you in jail. They will ruin your life.
Over some things here that people don't even blink at.
Please, look at the clothing women have to wear. They're completely in a separate class. It's a fascinating look. When people talk about America, and we don't have freedom, and we don't have a democracy, I suggest you kind of drill down on some of these other countries.
Well, the World Cup is underway. And we'll
Do you
see.
Watch it?
You know, occasionally, if it's on and I'm in the right situation, I'll watch it if the U.S. is getting serious. And you
Well,
know.
They played yesterday. They tied someone.
And then
Holland or who? Anyone? That's what I'm saying. We don't care. I saw Zeiss posted something. But
I honestly don't know. I probably should know, but I don't.
Why should you know?
Who should they play? Hey, did you hear about this reality star family?
Those idiots.
The Chrisleys,
the
husband and wife were sentenced. The husband was sentenced yesterday. They defrauded the banks out of $36 million in fraudulent loans.
And then they hired an accountant who lied for them, too.
And they tried to hide money they were getting from the IRS for their reality show. Apparently, that guy is sentenced to 12 years in prison.
Yeah, and his wife got about the same. She got 9. Now, check this out. There's an analogous situation that we talked about briefly on the air last week. Mr. Nacido, in the biggest house in Pennsylvania, right?
I saw the pictures.
Pled guilty to a fraud. It's the biggest house. Have you seen it? Have you been?
I've not been.
It's unbelievable.
I've seen it from the air, the photographs they showed, which is what got him caught in the first place.
Larry, it's like being, it's surreal. It's so damn big.
So two federal agents of some sort.
They were flying from, and I talked to them actually, and the U.S. attorney at the time, David Hickton, confirmed this. Two IRS agents were flying from Washington to Pittsburgh, U.S. Air. They look out the window of the plane, and they see this home.
And they say, who is that
Who
guy?
The hell? What the hell is that doing in Pittsburgh? And that started the investigation.
Isn't that crazy?
If I'm lying, I'm dying.
So if he had remained
chill,
less obtrusive.
Same with this. They drew attention to themselves. They mocked federal agents and lied and hired an accountant who lied for them and were bankrupt and sleazy before they started the show. And now they're paying the price. What's the story? My son asked me this last night. Dad, what's fraud? I said, when you make money and tell people you don't, and you hide it somewhere.
Especially from the IRS.
$40 million.
That's considered bad.
That's a bad thing.
The Chrisleys going to jail.
Bye-bye.
Husband and wife.
Bye-bye.
It's 8:53 News Radio KDK. Making plans. You know, it's going to be busy if you're headed to the grocery store. I was there yesterday with a wife. Crazy busy.
Go early.
Yeah, you got to time
it out. 7 a.m.
Is that the go time?
You got to beat those old ladies. I'm telling you. If you want to be mildly entertained, just stand there and watch folks at the self-checkout.
I got to get you that little clip, Sebastian Maniscalco, the stand-up comedian, who talks about going to the self-checkout line in the grocery store.
It's unbelievable.
He says, they gave up on us. They gave up on themselves. They go, here, you do it.
I watched a couple with my son for 10 minutes. They had bananas. Do you do this, Larry, or do you just stand there and make Cindy do everything?
Well, she's got the list.
Okay. Do you do the self-checkout?
I've done it.
No.
Not the biggie. No,
oh,
no.
Yeah. Oh,
if it's the big basket, you know, the Thanksgiving basket, no.
No, I kind of enjoy it. But
you enjoy self-checkout?
Yeah, it's kind of fun.
You're a loner, aren't you?
When I'm with my son. No, I bring Vince. And my man, he goes with Dad because he gets to pick out treats. So we come home from the store with like 17 bags of chips, candy, soda. And that's my son's reward for going to the store with Dad. But the produce, let's say you get bananas. You got to put them down on that stupid screen. You got to weigh them. Then you got to find the picture. Now, if you like a good kumquat, for instance. Try to find that. Here's Sebastian. Play it up.
Customer service, they gave up. The grocery store gave up on us. They put in self-express checkout lanes. Yeah. They basically said, you know what? You do it.
I love that.
Have you watched this? It's unbelievable. Go to, next time you're at Giant Eagle, watch them do this.
So he goes on to talk about how somebody pulls out a check.
Yeah.
Like way up in line. And then it's
30 minutes. They don't even want cash anymore.
No.
They look at you now like you're an idiot if you have cash. What's that?
You know what I did? I've had a cup full of coins in my little home office for so long. Finally, I thought,
shocking,
I'm going to go to that Coinstar machine.
Yeah,
And I thought money came out.
No.
First of all, they charge you 12%, and someone goes, you're crazy. Why don't you just count it? Well, it's been sitting in a jar for years.
With your underwear.
So they give, you know, money doesn't come out. Just a little coupon comes out.
Yeah.
And then you got to spend it at the
Welcome
store.
To the 90s, Larry. We have cars with gas now. It's not a hand crank. Woo! He's that old lady at the checkout with the bananas.
Woo! I have not whipped out a check at the checkout.
On the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement Traffic Center.
AAA traffic powered by Hauser Chevrolet. Pittsburgh Chevy headquarters. So, Kath, after I did this with the coins, some guy goes, total stranger goes, you're crazy paying that 12%. I go, well, I don't feel like counting them all, you know. And then he goes, I got a little machine at home. Packs them, counts them. You don't have to do nothing.
Wow. I'd keep an eye on that guy.
Wow. Wonder how much that machine costs.
Thank you, Mr. Chrisley.
We do have problems out there on the roadways. It was a quiet morning, but we have an accident now on the inbound side of the Parkway West. It's on the ramp heading to southbound 79. So you do have a lane restriction there. Traffic looks like it's getting by, but pretty slowly as you travel through there. Also, just had an accident over in Sharpsburg, the 200 block of 18th Street. Still have the accident over on Swissvale Avenue at South Avenue in Wilkinsburg and 65 at Dickinson Avenue there in Ben Avon. Our next AAA traffic on the fives at 9:05. I'm Kathy Berger on 100.1 FM and AM 1020 KDKA.
Sunshine and 47 right now, just above the freezing mark at Pittsburgh International.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.